This piece was brought to you by Hearst Ranch, HearstRanch.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, because wild turkeys are taking over Staten Island. These feral creatures are being blamed for ravaging people's gardens, leaving their fecal matter wherever they please, causing traffic congestion, and waking up residents with their intensely loud sexy time rituals. Staten Island residents are fed up, and now the future of these feathered friends remains in limbo. In August, the USDA rounded up some 80 turkeys that had called dibs on the grounds of the South Beach Psychiatric Center and sent them to a slaughterhouse, where their meat will stay frozen until it is determined whether or not it's safe for consumption. The roundup caused a bit of an uproar, with animal activists and residents protesting the move. "We don't want to kill them, we just want them to leave us alone," says one resident who recently watched as close to 50 turkeys camped out in a maple tree outside her home. Luckily for 28 of the turkeys who are part of the flock outside of the psychiatric center, a Thanksgiving miracle occurred and they were saved by the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties. For the rest of the birds, the future remains perilous. Officials have deemed them a little too urban to be released into the wild with their savage brethren. The other options are letting them roam the streets of Staten Island, or, well, off with their heads. People affected by the infiltration are mostly divided on the issue. While using their meat for food pantries has been discussed, it still has not been determined if it's safe to eat. Some residents are strongly opposed to their potential slaughter. Said one community member, quote, "It's a horrible thing. You take animals and just kill them? What kind of world are we living in?" End quote. For now, the big birds of Staten Island remain free to walk or fly the streets, leaving them to hold court as Shaolin's number one frenemy. Happy Turkey Day. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Yakima Dub by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.